Yama, I'm Jack, and this is Newsbreak. Australia's media watchdog has revealed that Aussies have been bombarded with more than a million gambling ads in just 12 months. Here's Joe.
All right, punters, you're going to want to put all of your money onto the sports this weekend. You know you want to bet. Punters make all of the money, and if you...
It might feel like gambling ads are following you everywhere lately. And that's because, according to the Australian Communications and Media Authority, gambling companies spent a whopping $238.63 million on ads across free-to-air TV, radio, and online, equaling more than 1 million ads on our screens and in our ears in just 12 months. Almost a quarter of these ads were aired between 7 and 10pm on TV, and 43,500 were broadcast on radio during the morning and evening commute times, when many young people could be tuned in. Experts reckon that these ads can lead to some pretty negative effects in the long run, including mental health problems, relationship issues, and financial instability. And there have been calls this year for the government to ban them altogether.
This is an adult product. This is grooming our kids. Absolutely, we welcome the ban.
But others say that a ban could hurt lots of free-to-air sports and TV shows, which rely on the ad money.
Every broadcaster will have to take a look at what they would cut.
The government hasn't made a decision on what to do just yet.
There's
so
no
for now, we won't be escaping them.
Hundreds of Australians touched down in Sydney last night after evacuating from Israel. It was the first government-organised flight to land back on home soil from the conflict-torn region.
I'm torn, my entire family's there, so for me it's bittersweet, it's extremely hard.
Like, you're very scared, but I hope things will be better.
Meanwhile, US President Joe Biden is on his way to Israel to meet leaders and discuss how to get help to civilians in Gaza. The World Solar Challenge kicks off this weekend. One team made a pit stop at a school in the top end to show them what it's all about. Here's Xander.
Yup, it's one of the world's most cutting-edge cars, and these students in Darwin got up close and personal.
It is something I'm really interested in because I know it's really cool and electric cars are probably going to be our future.
The Investigator 4 is Flinders University's very own racing car, powered by the sun, and it's about to take on the rest of the globe in the World Solar Challenge. It's a massive solar-powered car race, spanning 3,000 k's from Darwin to Adelaide, using some pretty nifty technology.
So instead of using like metal for their windows on the side, they've actually used 3D printed stuff, which is really cool, and it's less weight.
And the pit stops even inspired some to start thinking about a career in STEM.
I kind of want to be like one of those driver thingies, and I might be an engineer when I grow up.
Definitely when I go to university, hopefully they'll have a solar car competition, and definitely I'll build a really big solar car and definitely win no matter what happens.
Well, it's time to go big or go home. But maybe wait until the show's over to go home. Unless you are watching this from home, then you can just stay where you are. First up, let's meet Bella, a cat in the UK who has just broken the record for the biggest, or rather loudest, purr in all the land.
Nicole, Bella, are you ready?
Yes, we are.
I can now confirm that you achieved 54.6 decibels air-weighted. Congratulations.
A perfect result. A marching band in the US has put on a halftime show during a football match that pays tribute to some iconic cartoon characters by recreating the theme songs and using members of the band to form some of the famous characters, including Fairly Odd Parents and everyone's favourite blue heeler, Bluey. And finally, some big old machines are drawing in big crowds in Queensland. 83-year-old Jim has been taking rundown machinery and attaching them to old power poles lining his property.
Started off with the old Daihatsu Ute, and that looked all right, so I thought I might go on with it. And I found a few bits and pieces around in the bush.
From planes to bulldozers, even an outhouse. Well, that's all we've got for you, but we'll be back tomorrow with more. Bye.